In December of 2012, Yadkin Cultural Arts Center opened the doors to its new Willingham Theater. The state-of-the-art performance theater brings incredible entertainment at affordable prices to Yadkin County all season long, and that new tradition continues Saturday, April 13th at 2, with a screening of Gone with the Wind. Tickets are $5. Yadkin Cultural Arts Center co-director Susan Lyons and UNC School of the Arts screenwriting discipline chair Ron Stacker Thompson provide this spring season preview. Gone with the Wind, a classic if ever there was one.
We're showing it, you know, with an intermission, starting at 2 o'clock on a Saturday.
Perfect.
Taking
a
break.
As it was originally shown.
Yeah.
You know,
With
an intermission.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was
right. And so people can come and hang out in the Third Branch Cafe, have a little bite to eat, glass of wine, whatever, and then go back and watch the rest of the movie.
Perfect. This film, groundbreaking in so many ways. From your perspective, what stands out cinematography-wise, acting? What element of the film withstands the test of time?
Well, first of all, the grandeur of it, you know, and capturing an area, the South, which, you know, many people shied away from in terms of, you know, slavery and really how those things happened or why they happened. But Gone with the Wind kind of attacked it and I think did a wonderful job of giving what was really behind that way of life in terms of emotions, in terms of what people had to do. As a young kid, I read the book, and couldn't put it down. I read this huge book. I was so proud of myself in like a night because I was like, my God, look at all of that. I mean, that's amazing stuff. And then when I saw the movie, it's one of the few movies at that time that was really true to the book. Mm-hmm. And so I give that a lot of credit. And of course, you know, just coming from an African-American standpoint, Hattie McDaniel being the first person to win an Oscar for her role in that film. So I think it's amazing. I really do. Still, I think it's amazing.
Yeah. Great time to get reacquainted with a fantastic film, historical film, and one of the all-time greats, Gone with the Wind. And as God is my witness, I'll never go hungry again.
Yes.
So we go from film. We get the sophistication of Shakespeare, but
yes.
A great front. Two gentlemen of Verona. Tell me about the performance.
Well, this is through Carl Forsman.
The dean of the School of Theater.
The new dean.
New dean of the School of Theater.
Who has brought such life and new vision to the school. He's got so much energy and so much know-how. He has offered this as one of our projects there. And it's a black box production, which means that it's not done with all the costumes and all the sets. They get to the core of it, and it's abridged so that people who are not necessarily used to Shakespeare, which can be hours and hours, you know, they can come see this. This is an hour to an hour and a half. So they really get down to what's really important in terms of what Shakespeare had to say.
UNC School of the Arts screenwriting discipline chair Ron Stacker Thompson, and he was joined by Yadkin Cultural Arts Center co-director Susan Lyons. The center and the newly opened Willingham Theater is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Winston-Salem, Greensboro, and High Point. On Saturday, April 13th at 2, it'll be Gone with the Wind at the Willingham. Tickets $5. You'll find links to the complete Willingham Theater performance calendar at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. The following Saturday, April 20th at 7, Shakespeare and a unique black box production of one of the Bard's most popular comedies, Two Gentlemen of Verona. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.